Good morning. Welcome to Cross Lutheran Church. Glad to have you folks here where we can enjoy the ministry of our Sunday school as they tell us a Christmas story on this third Sunday of Advent. We'll have an opportunity to thank them with a round of applause after the program. After the program, we'll transition into a different form of worship. We'll be doing offering, and then we will have our communion liturgy. And please know that at Across, everyone is welcome to the table. All are welcome. We do not discriminate God's invitation to come and eat, so don't worry about denominational hang-ups. You are more than welcome here. Communion will be distributed by means of intinction. That is, I'll place, or someone else will place, the host or wafer into your hand. Then please proceed to the cup and dip it either into the wine or into the grape juice. The larger cup will have the wine in, the smaller cup will have the grape juice in, and if you need gluten-free, please let the server know and we'll adjust the paten or plate, and you can take your host yourself so we don't cross-contaminate that. We're very, very conscious of that. We want everyone to leave communion healthy and fed as well. But please know all are welcome. During communion also, we offer the opportunity for individual prayer. If you're in need of prayer, we'll have a prayer minister here at the kneeler. We might have two, we don't know yet, but for sure we'll have one. And then please know that you're more than welcome for prayer during that time or after service. The prayer ministers also stay, and you can have some prayer with a prayer minister if you desire that as well. We'll do a few more announcements at the close of the service, but I do want to say thank you for being here to support your children, grandchildren, godchildren, nieces, nephews, friends, whatever they are. Welcome, and we're glad that you are here. And without further ado, I will turn the program over.
Welcome, New Star. You're looking nice and bright this evening.
Thank you, Old Star. I've been working on my shininess.
Good job. And this is a great night for us all to look our best.
Why is that?
Because it's Christmas.
Yeah. What's Christmas?
You don't know about Christmas? Oh, that's right. You're a brand new star. This is your very first Christmas.
Yes, is it your first Christmas too?
Oh no, I've seen over 2,000 of them.
Wow, 2,000, is that a lot?
Well, yes it is. In fact, I'm old enough to tell you about the very first Christmas, and I can explain why we still celebrate it even after all these years.
Oh, please do. I want to hear all about it.
Okay, to start with, we have to go back before the first Christmas and visit a little place called Nazareth.
Is Nazareth a place in the sky, you know, up in space?
No, it's a place down on Earth, on that little bitty planet right down there.
You mean the one over there by Jupiter?
No, the one a little further to the right.
Do you mean Pluto? I didn't think it was still a planet.
No, not Pluto, to the right, your other right.
You mean that little blue and green one, there between Mars and Venus?
Exactly, and look, right over there, that is the town of Nazareth.
Ooh, who's the pretty lady?
That's Mary. She's a virgin, and she is pledged to be married to a man named Joseph. Joseph is a carpenter. He's also a righteous man.
What's he doing?
Building something. Carpenters are always building something.
I hope it's a cradle.
I think you're getting ahead of our story.
Do I go in?
Who's that other guy? He's all shiny, like us.
That's Gabriel. He's an angel. He has come to talk to Mary. Let's listen.
Greetings, you who are highly favored. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Most High.
How will this be since I am a virgin?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the Most High will overshadow you. It turned out. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God.
I'm the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
What did all that mean?
The angel told Mary that she is going to have a baby who will be the Son of God.
And what did Mary say?
She said yes.
Oh, good. Now what? I like Mary. She seems really nice.
Oh, she is. After the angel left her, Mary hurried to visit her cousin Elizabeth.
Elizabeth!
Mary!
When Mary arrived, she found out that things were just like the angel had told her.
Mary seems really happy to see Elizabeth. And just think, Elizabeth is going to have a baby in her old age. It was a miracle.
Yes, and Mary wasn't the only one who was happy. Elizabeth was happy too. Listen to what she said to Mary.
Blessed among the women, and blessed is the child whom you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
Mary stayed with Elizabeth for a long visit and then returned home to Nazareth. But by now, it was more obvious that she was going to have a baby.
Uh-oh, what did Joseph say?
Well, Joseph knew the baby wasn't his, but since Joseph was a righteous man, he decided to put Mary away privately. But after he considered these things, God sent an angel to speak to him in a dream.
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. because he will save his people from their sins.
All of this was done in fulfillment of the ancient prophecy. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. Oh, the name Emmanuel means God with us.
Wow, that's a great name. What did Joseph do when he woke up?
He did just what the angel had told him to do.
Okay, so what happened next?
Next, there was a little drama that went in Rome. Caesar, the Roman ruler, ordered that everyone had to be counted.
Why would he do that?
Something about taxes, whatever those are. But in order to be counted, everyone had to go back to their family's hometown.
Sort of like a family reunion.
A little bit, but without the games or a potato salad.
That's too bad. I love potato salad. Do they have cookies? I love cookies too.
I don't think so.
Then it really wasn't much like a family reunion at all.
No, in fact, for Mary and Joseph, it was a pretty long and difficult trip, especially since Mary was expecting a baby.
Where did they have to go?
They went to a little town called Bethlehem.
Do you mean that little itty-bitty town over in the middle of nowhere?
That's the one. It was the birthplace of Joseph's ancestor, King David.
Wait a minute, Bethlehem, isn't that the one they sing about? They call, "Oh, little town of Bethlehem."
Yes.
I really like that song. They even sing about how the silent stars go by.
Listen, I think someone's gonna sing it right now.
They can really sing, but listen, I thought this was about the first Christmas. When do we get to the part with the tree and the star?
There was no tree on the first Christmas, but there was a star.
Where?
We're getting there. First, we have to hear more about Mary and Joseph.
Okay.
So Joseph went to Bethlehem to be counted, and Mary went with him.
Look, Mary and Joseph have arrived in Bethlehem. I hope they have somewhere nice to stay. Mary looks very tired.
You're right, but there was no room for them in the inn, so Mary and Joseph stayed in the stable.
A stable, do you mean for like cows, horses, and goats and sheep?
Yep. Mary and Joseph stayed in a humble stable where Mary had her baby and wrapped her in swaddling cloths and laid him in the manger.
Why did they put the baby in the manger?
It was probably the safest and best place they had for him. I'm sure that Joseph lined it with fresh new hay and stood watch over Mary and the baby during the night.
What did they name the baby?
They named him Jesus, which means Lord, the Lord saves. And now, for the first time, up in the sky, there was a new star announcing the birth of the Messiah.
Look, I think they're going to sing again.
They do a lot of that at Christmas time. You get used to it.
Well, that's a great song. Just think, a new star in the sky? How wonderful, how glorious. No one on earth could have missed that.
It's amazing that not only did people miss the Messiah then, but they still miss him today. Maybe it's because they aren't really looking for the Messiah, but God didn't rely on a single new star to announce the birth of his son. He also sent an angel to tell a group of shepherds all about it. And of course, it really frightened the shepherds to suddenly see an angel.
Do not be afraid. I bring you great news of good joy. A Savior has been born in Bethlehem. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with an angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men who will his favor rest."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was laying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
So that's the story of the first Christmas in the star.
Yes, but there's more to the story. Look over there to the east.
Who are those guys?
They are the three wise men, but they can tell us themselves.
We three kings of Orient are.
Bearing gifts, we travel as a folk.
Fields and fountains, marly mountains, falling yonder stars.
Wait a minute. What are they saying?
It's from an old song about the three wise men. They're saying that they are the three kings from the east and they've traveled a long way to get here.
Oh, I get it. And they saw a new star, and they followed it because they were wise enough to know that it meant the Savior had been born.
That's right. Listen, I think they're going to sing about it.
Oh, I like the kings, and look, they brought presents. Who are they for?
The gifts are for baby Jesus. They're gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold because Jesus is the king, frankincense because he's the high priest, and myrrh because of his sacrifice.
Hey, where are they going? Bethlehem's over there. Hey, fellas, you're going the wrong way. The baby's over there.
They're going to Jerusalem, to the palace. Look for the king of the Jews.
But why? The baby is in Bethlehem over there. He was born in a stable.
They went looking for the baby king in a palace, but they didn't find him there.
Who did they find?
Well, unfortunately, they met an evil man named Herod. He was a local ruler.
Where is the one born king of the Jews?
We saw a star in the east,
and we have came to worship him.
When Herod heard all of this, he was greatly distressed, and all of Jerusalem with him. He called in the Jewish priests and teachers of the law and asked him where the Messiah was to be born.
In Bethlehem, in Judea, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For out you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, come and tell me, so I may worship him too.
So the wise men went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshiped him. They gave him their gifts and went back to their own countries, but having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they went home in a different way.
Why didn't they go back to see Herod?
Because Herod didn't really want to worship Jesus. He wanted to destroy him.
That's horrible.
Yes, it was.
What happened to baby Jesus?
An angel was sent to warn Joseph in a dream to take his family away to Egypt, where they would be safe. They escaped into the night before Herod found them.
That's wonderful. Is that the whole story?
There's a little more. When it was safe to return, the child, Jesus, and his family traveled back to Nazareth, where he was raised. Jesus was the Son of God, and he did all things that were provided of him. He lived a perfect life and died on the cross for all sins, and rose again and lived forever. Now he sits at the right hand of the God the Father, and one day he'll come to judge the living and the dead.
That's amazing. And how do you know all of this?
Oh, I saw it all from up here in the sky. For you see, I am the new star that appeared that night.
Really? You are the new star, but you're so old.
So is the story, over 2,000 years old, but it's still as true as today as it was on the very first Christmas. And that's why we still celebrate Christmas today.
That's amazing. Thank you for telling me this story. I think I will shine a little brighter now that I know all of this.
Well, you know what King David said. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There's no speech or language where the voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their worlds, to the end of the world.
Hey, well said. Hey, is that the same King David?
Yes, King David, the ancestor of Joseph, the one who was born in Bethlehem all those years ago.
Wow, I like that guy. He has a really way with words. Okay, so what now?
Looks like it's time for another song.
And cookies. I love cookies.
Yes, yes. We'll get you some cookies. Come on.